Hello, welcome to DriveCast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Into the Wild, where we're looking at the life of Moses, where God moves his people from bondage to freedom. Now, Israel is being held really as kind of a slave force in Egypt. Egypt has the power. They're the they're the military might in the area, and Pharaoh is the king of Egypt, and he had put out a decree to kill all the male children of the Hebrews in order to control the population. And through some incredible circumstances, Moses was saved and was actually raised in the house of Pharaoh. Now he's 40 years old. He's been raised in Egypt, and he has had all the privilege and education, but he knows he's a Hebrew. And one day he goes to defend one of his Hebrew people against a slave master and ends up killing the guy. And now he's on the run because Pharaoh wants to kill him. So now he's 80 years old. He's living in another area, Midian, and he is really just a shepherd. And one day he's up and he hears this, or he sees this bush that's burning, and he's curious. He goes over to it, and God calls out to him, Moses. And Moses goes to him and he says, Moses, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. Interesting to note about that, that God is holy and we're not. And that little depiction really is a reminder that we can't just come to God on our own because of our own sinfulness. Yet what God says to Moses is that he has heard the cries of the people of Israel. Now remember, this was 40 years ago that Moses was concerned for his people. Now he's been living out as a shepherd, and yet God is still concerned and he wants Moses to go. But what Moses says in chapter 3 of Exodus, in verse 11, he says, But Moses says to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Now, I think that's our first reaction whenever God wants us to do anything. I believe that God wants us to see him, God, for who he is, and wants us to see the world the way that God sees it. And what God is doing here with Moses is saying, Look, Moses, I hear the people. I want you to see what I see. And am I not calling you to go to them? And Moses' natural reaction is to think, well, this is too big a job for me. I don't have the capabilities. I no longer have influence. In fact, 40 years ago, I did something that's, guilty of, treason. So Pharaoh wants to kill me. Imagine that. I think it's so normal. Wait, maybe Moses gets a bad rap for his reaction. But the reality is, I think you and I often do the same thing. When we see the immensity of what God wants us to do, to try to reach others, to be involved in his ministry, to serve in ways at church or serve others, whatever it is that we feel like God's helping us see the world the way that he sees it, our natural reaction is, man, what am I going to do about it? I don't have the skills. I don't have the influence. That's the same as Moses. But yet the way God answers him, he says in verse 12, but he said, but I will be with you. Now I want you to think about that statement. Eventually there goes this kind of little back and forth between God and Moses, where Moses says, well, what's your name if I go to Israel? Are they even going to believe me? What's your name? And God says, I am. My name is I am. God is saying, I define myself. And do you notice God is not concerned with Moses' lack of abilities, his lack of influence, or even his past? God is simply saying to Moses, I'll be there. I'm God. I define myself. Nothing's too big for me. And I think the lesson there for us is obvious, right? That when God is asking us to do something, our natural reaction is to look at our ability, our influence, and what we're capable of. But God is simply saying, will you look at me? I'll be with you. So I think wherever you're at today, wherever God has been trying to kind of awaken you to what is he's trying to do in and through your life. Maybe it's a friend, a relative, or a neighbor, someone you've been praying for, and you're wondering, well, how do I share the gospel with that person? Or maybe it's a situation you want to get involved in, or a ministry that you want to serve in. And maybe you look at the circumstances and think, I don't know if I have the time, or what if I don't have the ability, or what if people question me, or whatever it is. I think what God is reminding us in this passage is that we need only to look to him. That if God is calling us into something, we can trust that he's going to take care of it. We need to trust in the Lord and trust in who he is. He defines himself. So I just want to say that to you and just kind of challenge you maybe to even pray right now to say, God, help me to see you for who you are. God, in spite of who I am, help me to always recognize who you are, your capabilities and your power and your strength and your faithfulness. God, give me eyes to see the world the way that you see the world. And if you are helping me to see something, Help me to trust in you and to serve you. I submit my life to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope that's been an encouragement to you. Until next time, take care.